Prices fell in December, tariffs are not pushing U.S. prices higher. By John Carney on January 15, 2019. Prices fell in December, indicating U.S. businesses are not passing on the costs of tariffs to consumers. The Labor Department said Wednesday that its producer price index fell in December. Compared with the month, prices were down 0.2%. Economists had forecast a slight price gain for the month. The index for final demand goods, which are those most likely to translate into consumer prices, moved down 0.4% in December, the same as in November. Food prices rose. Absent food and energy, final demand prices rose 0.2%. One reason for the very tame inflation data is the steep drop in the price of oil. Absent the volatile food and energy categories, prices of goods fell just 0.1%. Gasoline prices fell 13.1% in December and overall final demand energy prices dropped 5.4%. Inflationary pressures have been easing. Producer prices advanced 0.1% in November and 0.6% in October. On an unadjusted basis, prices were up 2.5% compared with December 2017. That is a move down from the year-over-year price gain of 2.7% recorded in November, and it matches what was recorded in December of last year. In other words, the December price gains were no higher than what was recorded before the Trump administration's tariffs on steel, aluminum, and China imports were imposed. Price levels have held remarkably steady on most categories of goods in 2018, defying predictions that American households would be squeezed by tariffs on steel, aluminum, and around $250 billion of goods made in China. On Monday, China's Commerce Ministry announced that it ran a trade surplus with the U.S. last year that was the highest on record. The U.S. collected around $8 billion in tariffs in the October through December period, around 83% more than the period a year prior. Price increases are more noticeable lower down in the production chain of materials and components that go into making final goods, although recent data show that rise has moderated or reversed. Steel mill products, for example, fell 0.6% for the month but were up 18.5% compared with a year ago. Prices of materials used in durables manufacturing, which are those most likely to be affected by the tariffs on steel and aluminum, fell 0.2% on a monthly basis, the third consecutive monthly decline. For the year, prices were up 7.6%, a substantial slowdown in price increases compared with earlier readings. Prices of components for durables manufacturing rose just 0.2% on a monthly basis, and are up 2.3% for the year. What this suggests is that the cost of tariffs is getting swallowed along the production process by each contributor, from the buyers of raw metals to the producers of final goods, and not reaching consumers. Another big metals using category is automaking. Here too there were many predictions that metals tariffs would push prices up. And those predictions have been wrong. Car prices were down 0.1% for the month and are flat on an annual basis. Light trucks, which include pickups and many sports utility vehicles, were also down 0.1% for the month and are up just 0.8% annually. Prices of household appliances rose 0.8% on a seasonally adjusted basis in December, reversing at least two consecutive months of declines. For the year, appliances are up 3.7%. That one-month gain could be the strongest indication in the numbers that the second China tariffs pushed up prices. But prices can be volatile month to month, especially around the holiday. Still, this category is worth watching. Another category that could be hit by the China tariffs, however, was flat for the month: home electronics. For the year, prices were down 0.2%. The lack of transmission through the chain of production suggests that it is wrong to assume that consumer prices are determined by businesses setting their price as a markup over production cost. If that were the case, the prices on final goods included in the PPI would move up when intermediate materials prices move up. Given muted wage increases over the last several years, as well as an increase in inequality that has seen much of the economic gains in recent decades concentrated with the very wealthy, it may not be possible for businesses to pass on higher costs. Consumers cannot afford to pay more. Instead, it appears that the markups are falling, reducing profit margins of American businesses. These were bolstered, however, by very significant cuts in the tax rates paid by American businesses. Tariffs may simply be offsetting some of the profit gains from tax cuts. The evidence from December's PPI data suggests what all price data since the Trump administration began imposing tariffs have suggested. Consumers do not necessarily pay for tariffs, at least in the short run. The producer price index is an alternate inflation measure, where the more familiar consumer price index measures prices paid by consumers. The PPI measures prices received by producers. They tend to move in sync with one another, although there can be gaps between the two measures. The PPI data demonstrate that while some businesses are paying higher prices, they have not passed those on to consumers.